With the opening of concentration camps, Germany saw many imprisoned people as an economic resource, one that could be leased to German companies or used by the government to fill needs caused by desperate labor shortages. Forced labor, often pointless, humiliating, and imposed without suitable equipment, clothing, nourishment, rest, or safety standards, formed a core part of the concentration camp regimen. At its peak, forced labor made up approximately 20% of the total German workforce. Forced labor projects varied, but most involved hard labor and construction. Much of the German Autobahn network was built using forced labor. After the German invasion of the Western Soviet Union in mid-1941, more laborers, including captured Slavic peoples and captured Soviet prisoners of war, were sent to factories and forced to work toward the war effort. Many German corporations exploited these prisoners as a cheap source of labor. The Nazis often set up a makeshift camp adjacent to key factories or facilities. According to Nazi philosophy, most prisoners came from inferior blood groups and thus deserved to serve their Aryan masters. Although their work often held economic value, the vast majority of prisoners were likely to suffer beatings and other forms of torture, sometimes in the form of cruel, deadly games at the hands of the SS and their helper. For Jews, the forced labor experience was a temporary state in their planned murder, known as the final solution.